Shemoth.
Exodus, chapter 7. So Yahuwah said to Moshe,
"See, I have made you an Elohim to Pharaoh, and Aharon your brother is your Navi. You shall speak all that I command you, and Aharon your brother shall speak to Pharaoh to let the children of Israel go out of his land. But I am going to harden the heart of Pharaoh and shall increase my signs and my wonders in the land of Mitzrayim. And Pharaoh is not going to listen to you. And I shall lay my hand on Mitzrayim and bring my divisions and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Mitzrayim by great judgments. And the Mitzrites shall know that I am Yahuwah when I stretch out my hand on Mitzrayim, and I shall bring the children of Israel out from among them."
And Moshe and Aharon did as Yahuwah commanded them. So they did. Now Moshe was 80 years old, and Aharon 83 years old, when they spoke to Pharaoh. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe and to Aharon, saying,
"When Pharaoh speaks to you, saying, 'Show a miracle for yourselves,' then you shall say to Aharon, 'Take your rod and throw it before Pharaoh, and let it become a serpent.'"
So Moshe and Aharon went in to Pharaoh, and they did so, as Yahuwah commanded. And Aharon threw his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. But Pharaoh also called the wise men and the practicers of witchcraft, and they, the magicians of Mitzrayim, also did so with their magic. And they, each one, threw down his rod, and they became serpents. But the rod of Aharon swallowed up their rods. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he did not listen to them, as Yahuwah had said. And Yahuwah said to Moshe,
"The heart of Pharaoh is hard. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning as he goes out to the water, and you shall stand by the river's bank to meet him, and take in your hand the rod which was turned into a serpent. And you shall say to him, 'Yahuwah, the Elohim of the Ivrim, has sent me to you, saying, let my people go so that they serve me in the wilderness. But see, until now you have not listened. Thus said Yahuwah, by this you know that I am Yahuwah. See, I am striking the waters which are in the river with the rod that is in my hand, and they shall be turned to blood. And the fish in the river shall die, and the river shall stink, and the Mitzrites shall find it impossible to drink the water of the river."
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe,
"Say to Aharon, take your rod and stretch out your hand over the waters of Mitzrayim, over their streams, over their rivers, over their ponds, and over all their pools of water, that they become blood. And there shall be blood in all the land of Mitzrayim, both in wooden and in stone containers."
And Moshe and Aharon did so, as Yahuwah commanded. And he lifted up the rod and struck the waters that were in the river, in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants. And all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood, and the fish that were in the river died, and the river stank, and the Mitzrites were unable to drink the water of the river, and the blood was in all the land of Mitzrayim. And the magicians of Mitzrayim did the same with their magic, and the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not listen to them, as Yahuwah had said. And Pharaoh turned and went into his house, and his heart was not moved by this either. And all the Mitzrites dug all around the river for water to drink, for they were unable to drink the water of the river. And 7 days were completed after Yahuwah had struck the river.